Hello, everybody. It's great to be here in Ohio on such a wonderful occasion. I was sitting there in the corner. I just love this sign. You all see how agriculture and innovation go together? That's nice. Dale, thanks so much for that warm introduction. I appreciate it. And you now know I oversee a budget of $149 billion. I mean, God knows by the time I finish 2 years from now what size that budget will be. We're all going through a painstaking process in Washington, D.C., figuring out how we can reduce the U.S. budget. And it's hard for me, as happy as I am to be here today, to just skip out of town for just one day of that, because some very serious discussions and decisions are being made. We understand that Americans across the country are sitting around at their kitchen tables trying to figure out how to make ends meet. And so it's time as well for us to tighten the belt and figure out how to plow forward. So we'll see what that bio reads a couple years from now. I want to thank not only Dale, but also Lewis Bainbridge for their leadership on the farming side of the bio-based effort, which, of course, gets me really excited. I also want to acknowledge the Hoover New Tech Company for graciously hosting us here at headquarters, and saw some new items I might have to personally use in my home. You heard I had two elementary school children, so let me tell you, all that influence around the world, blah, 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 you should see their rooms. I have no influence in my own home. So today is highly important on a number of levels. We're really excited. Value-added agriculture, green jobs in rural communities, environmentally responsible consumerism, and the nation's energy independence. That's what today is about. It's also the first time, really, that we see three levels of government, federal, state, and county, coming together in one venue to support bio-based products. This is a strong show of force. It's an important partnership. And it's a wonderful event. I've already seen some of the products. I'd like to get around the room here. I mean, there's a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of energy around this effort, and I really want to thank the United Soybean Board for bringing us all together here today. USDA has a long partnership, obviously, with the USB. We're working hard together to improve soybeans through research and leverage resources to develop soy-based, bio-based products. And I also want to recognize Ohio for being a leader in bio-based product development and utilization. Ohio has just implemented, as you all know, a product purchasing program that mirrors USDA's bio-preferred program. As Dale said, this is the first time this event has taken place, this workshop, outside of the Washington Beltway. Maybe you're trying to escape it. I don't know. There's a lot of reasons to escape that town right now. But anyhow, I think it's actually a very important signal that the bio-based initiative is successfully moving from sort of a policy-based abstract notion to practice into the hands of companies who are reducing the use of petroleum in their manufactured products. We all know that over two-thirds of the oil America imports is used to fuel our cars and trucks. But we don't all recognize that almost 10% of that oil is used as raw materials for the manufactured products, from paints to fabrics to personal care products and plastics, as well as a range of industrial chemicals. And this is starting to change. That's what today's about. We're seeing change here. Just as we're beginning to displace gasoline with renewable biofuels, and we are at the point where it's almost 10% in 2010, biofuels, which is great. Both entrepreneurs and some of the world's leading companies are beginning to manufacture materials and products with bio-based feedstocks. This is the kind of innovation that the president was talking about yesterday when he spoke at Georgetown University releasing, essentially, a blueprint for a secure energy future. He said, "Our best opportunities to enhance our energy security can be found in our own backyard, and we boast one critical renewable resource the rest of the world cannot match, American ingenuity. To make ourselves more secure," he continued, "to control our energy future, we need to harness that ingenuity. If we continue the work we have already begun over the last 2 years, we won't just spark new jobs, industries, and innovations. We will leave future generations a country that is safer, healthier, and more prosperous. So it's a really great pleasure for me here to come today and congratulate companies on the vanguard of that effort. Today is about recognizing that 11 companies have been approved to use USDA's new product label on their certified bio-based products. These companies, three of them from Ohio, including Kathy Horton of NewTek Green, have stepped out early in this effort, and I really am here to commend their leadership. I'd also like to recognize a Canadian-based company that's here with us today, a BioLoop from Quebec. And I've worked for many years for Senator Leahy. I have to say, we have the Vermont-based company Seventh Generation, who will be speaking about their innovative work, along with NewTek, later on the agenda. Innovative companies located in Canada, the EU, Japan, and their governments are investing in the power of agriculture and are translating their bright bio-based ideas. You'll hear more about these ideas later today. They're translating them into sound business and government practices. Altogether, a total of 60 products with the USDA label represents the first wave of USDA-certified bio-based products. And I'm delighted to say this is just a start. We're just tiptoeing into this so far. As of today, we have 100 companies that have applied for bio-based product certification and labeling. And those across those 100 companies, that represents about 400 different products in the pipeline. USDA is committed to responding to these organizations, dare I say it out loud, in a 60-day turnaround time. That puts a lot of USDA's work to shame. I may have to hold this up as an example across some other areas of my great, great institution. So anyhow, there's been solid progress in the 2 months since USDA launched the labeling initiative. And I've been there from the start watching this, and really we are moving rapidly. The USDA label means that the product has been independently certified to meet USDA bio-preferred program standards for bio-based content. It also means that these companies have voluntarily requested certification and labeling from USDA. They're investing in the value of the label, the tool to increase awareness, education, purchase, and use of bio-based products for buyers, government buyers, we're doing a lot of this, commercial entities, and for consumers at large. To give you a quick primer on the history of this initiative, the BioPreferred program got start in the 2002 Farm Bill. The goal was to increase the purchase and use of bio-based products within the federal government as well as the commercial market. And the products must be composed wholly or significantly from a wide variety of renewable ag materials, plant, animal, marine, or forestry. Congress then, in the next Farm Bill, reauthorized and strengthened the program in 2008, and it's set again to reauthorize in our next Farm Bill, which is 2012, some people speculate, 2013. With this new product label, USDA's program now has two parts. The first is the Federal Procurement Preference Program for bio-based products. And that's something that Secretary Vilsack, I'm mixing up my bosses, I was up at 4 o'clock this morning, that Secretary Vilsack has been really peddling since he became Secretary, talking to his fellow cabinet members about the need to really take this opportunity across the U.S. government. And the second part, of course, is the broad-based marketing of bio-based products that this label now secures. On the federal side, USDA has identified 5,100 bio-based products for federal procurement. But we estimate there are probably 20,000 bio-based products that are now being manufactured in the U.S., so we want to make sure that the U.S. government's not the sole buyer. We want to market this thing. Though the industry is in its early stages, companies producing bio-based products employ nearly 6,000 Americans, and our estimate is, and generally it's generating around 40,000 jobs. So the momentum is underway. It's time to make bio-based products a nationwide industry. It's time to put the USDA label on qualifying products so that conscientious consumers will know what percentage of an item is bio-based. And believe me, people do look at these labels. They do in the marketplace. And they are actually, they're saying, is it 20%? Is it 38%? Is it 59%? I saw some labels in the other room, 99%. And what I like about that declaration of the percentage, too, is it will allow some competition in the marketplace to up the ante in terms of the bio-based component of that product. This label, basically, bottom line, is very easy to understand. Consumer demand then will grow. It's a simple, clear, and very attractive label. I like the design. And this, in turn, will spur the development, marketing, and sales of more of these products. It will generate a cycle of job creation, both for producing the feedstocks, the things that Dale's talking about, as well as the manufacturing and the selling of products. In many cases, these bio-based products reduce the need for imported oil by replacing petroleum-based ingredients with bio-based ingredients. This is the case, for example, with some of the cleaners and industrial lubricants I've already looked at this morning that are made from plant oils and corn-based plastic packaging and bags is another thing that USDA is very, very interested in. The very significant bottom line is that the USDA bio-preferred program is low-cost and a high-return development effort that we're engaged in, and we believe it will drive demand for a wide variety of feedstocks, creating new markets for our farmers. And, you know, we have at this point in time, just a little over 1% of Americans that are actually still on the farms and ranches. And doesn't a week go by where I'm not meeting some farmer who's making difficult choices about his or her operation and trying to struggle to make ends meet. So the idea that there is a job creation component here, that it's going to help our farmers across the country, is really, really exciting. And by substituting bio-based products for those made from imported oil, it's going to contribute to the nation's energy security. And that's a top headline issue these days, isn't it? Everyone's talking about it. The window of opportunity is open on this one. So I'm here today, in conclusion, just to say, keep up your interest and your commitment and your entrepreneurship. This may be a workshop, but it's also, from those of us at USDA's standpoint, we believe a celebration of American innovation, hence the sign. So I look forward to seeing what happens a year from now, because I think we're on an incredible growth curve. Thank you very much.